This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, 877-881-1053. Who are some of the options that the Mavericks could be looking at for the taxpayer exception? If you want to get involved in the conversation, truckwreck.com text line, or if you want to get involved on the Twitch chat, on the fan cam, with the YouTube, we appreciate all of y'all. So, you're looking at $6.3 million, or you're, you know, if you're 3 for $22 million, if you prefer to look at it that way with the increase that would come along with that. So, 3 for $19 million, 3 for $22 million, somewhere in that range is the taxpayer exception continues to go up. Who are some of the names that are going to be in the mix? And the first name that I want to bring up, because people were asking about this to start the show, I know The Athletic made mention of it yesterday and it has caught some traction today, is Gary Payton II. And don't call him Gary Payton Jr. or you will infuriate Reggie.
Okay. You want to, this was a real question from my son. It was a good question because obviously he wasn't alive for Gary Payton. He goes, hey, is Gary Payton II's dad, was he a better defensive player than his? I was like, it's not close, Jake. Like, yeah, he might be the greatest defensive guard in the history of basketball.
The glove.
Like, he was that good. And he was a great player all around.
He was a great player.
So I was like, Gary Payton II is a good basketball player, Jake, on defense. But, like, him and his dad don't compare.
Yeah.
But I'm interested in Gary Payton II. And he seems to be the right type of attitude, energy, like the right type of guy that you would want on your team. Mm-hmm, now, mm-hmm. He's almost 30 years old and has only played in 142 NBA basketball games. I mean, he's literally, this is the first year at 29 years old that he actually showed he could play in the NBA. So there are flaws. But we're also at $6.3 million. We can't get a good player at that number. And what I mean by that is, I don't think Gary Payton Jr. or Gary Payton II can play the last 5 minutes for you. Maybe he can, but I don't think he can.
Okay.
So I'm just looking at it going, all right, but he can give you 17 to 20 minutes a game.
And he can be, and he is a great defender, which is what you need, because offensively he has shown to be exceedingly limited thus far.
Right, and that's where in Golden State, he could, because I know you just get the hum, because you're like, well, he did for Golden State, right?
And they
just okay, we need four players that are huge contributors offensively if we want to do that. Like, you put him out there with Dorian Finney-Smith, Reggie Bullock at the end of the game, and you're like, all right, Luka, you might be getting triple-teamed on this one.
Right, because we were running that lineup before the show started. Luka, Christian Wood, Dorian Finney-Smith, Reggie Bullock, and Gary Payton II. And in that instance, I could see how two of those guys would get overwhelming coverage. And if it's one of the days where the other two are hitting their threes, you're going to whip that team's ass. If it's not, it could be a rough go. So I understand what you're saying. I like the defensive versatility that we saw from Gary Payton II, but I think you're probably right. At this level, I think you can get a good player, but they're probably going to be limited in some aspect, hence why they are taking this deal.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting how many teams want Gary Payton. And I know that a lot of teams want, but at $6.3 million,
yes,
right? I mean, and that's the max the Mavericks can offer anybody. And that goes back to our first segment. It's going to be pretty much the max the Mavericks can offer anybody for the next 3 years if you want to kind of keep the team together, even without Jalen Brunson, because you're going to be a taxpayer the next 3 years with what you have on the team. So these are the type of players in free agency that you can add.
Now, I got two more options more immediately that I wanted to ask you about. Do you want to go back to that exact same team in the Warriors, or do you want to talk about a different team's player?
No, I know where you're going.
Otto Porter Jr.
I like him. He gets hurt a lot. I've always really liked him. I mean, he was a guy that used to be making close to $30 million a year.
Yes.
That's how good Washington thought he would be. And then he just kept getting hurt and couldn't contribute as much as they thought he could. And he kind of didn't develop as good as they thought he would because of injuries. I'd love to get Otto Porter Jr. at $6.3 million. I think he is a good defender, physical player, another Reggie Bullock-like player. If that makes sense.
But I
wonder if he's going to get more than 6.3.
If we're moving to a different team then, and I saw somebody from the 817, Malik Monk to Dallas, please. Now, Malik Monk is another potential option at the taxpayer exception. And now we're talking about somebody perhaps more offensively inclined than at least going back to Gary Payton II. I'm not saying he's a bad defender. I'm also not saying he's a great defender by any means. What would you think about Malik Monk?
I'd really like it. Now, supposedly he said he's only taking the taxpayer mid-level exception if it's the Lakers. I don't know if you saw that.
But I did not see that.
He's kind of saying, I want to go back to the Lakers. I'll even take less money to do it, like the mid-level exception on a tax-paying team, which the Lakers are. So he's kind of put out, unless things go really bad in free agency, $6.3 million is not what my market is. So I'd love it if he came here for $6.3. But he has put out there, $6.3 is something I'll do for the Lakers.
Okay. All right.
Just to give you, because it's so little money. Think of freaking Dwight Powell gets $11 million.
I know.
Like, this is where
I try to ignore that sometimes.
Teams pay. Right now, I do think there'll be a mid-level exception team that pays Malik Monk around $10 million. That's what Reggie Bullock got last year. That's what teams that have that are under $150 million in their payroll have. I think Otto Porter Jr. is going to get more than $6.3 million also.
When we talked about Goran Dragic, obviously we slotted him in the veteran minimum. Yeah. So my question is about another person. Do you envision JaVale McGee as going more in the mid-level taxpayer exception or as a vet minimum possibility?
Maybe somewhere in between.
Okay.
More than vet men, but also maybe less than 6.3. But if you have to do it to get him, I understand. I mean, you're really only going to get one player out of this.
Yeah.
$6.3 million. So if you give him 6.3 instead of 4.5, fine. You know, I mean, that's not saving the $1.4 million or whatever is not going to get you another player. Are you just going off of Callie Kaplan's article right now?
No, Otto Porter was the one that I was interested in, and somebody texted in about Malik Monk. So those were the two that
she actually
jumped
to mind. Very good article in Dallas Morning News, and she's listed these players. So I didn't
know
if you're.
She had JaVale as a taxpayer or a vet minimum. And so that's why I definitely wanted to get your input on that.
In her article, which I'd forgot about, but she's like, Jason Kidd does have a history with him because he was on the bubble Lakers that won the championship, which Jason Kidd was an assistant coach on that team. So a guy that's kind of been flaky in his career. And he's done a much better job at over the age of 30 because he had all the talent in the world in his 20s to be a very good player. He just was kind of too flaky to really trust. And he was here with the Mavs. If people forget, he is actually a Maverick at one point, and he was too flaky to contribute here.
Otto Porter Jr., I just want to go back to that for just 1 second because he pops up everywhere. Like you mentioned Callie Kaplan. Whether it's Bleacher Report, whether it's ESPN, people seem like Otto Porter Jr., they think would fit this system really well. Is there who is on your list of potentials then?
Okay, so I'm going to look at it from another perspective, and I think I'm going to be way off on what the Mavericks are trying to get. Right now, the Mavericks have three big guys that actually play the big guy role. Christian Wood, $14 million. Dwight Powell, $11 million. Maxi Kleba, $9 million. They are all on expiring contracts. I get that two of them probably won't get much money when they hit free agency, and they'll also Powell and Kleba be over 30 years old. So they're not going to be young free agents when they hit the marketplace. But I look at it and go, you know, the Mavericks seem to not really care about the big guy situation after getting Christian Wood. He is on an expiring contract. Now, that can be good if he doesn't work out here. You're not committed to him. But it could be bad in that, guess what we're running into with the Jalen Brunson situation? The New York Knicks are willing to pay him $25 million or more, and the Mavericks aren't. Yeah. So we're going to lose Jalen Brunson. Well, what if Christian Wood comes here and gives us, let's just say, 18 points, 9 rebounds, and is a good, solid, contributing player, but not an all-star? Well, what if a team goes, we have all the money in the world, and we don't know really what to do with it? None of the great superstars are coming here. What if we give Christian Wood $25 million a year? Are the Mavericks in the same situation going, son of a gun, man, we traded for him at 14. We thought we'd assign him to maybe, if he was good for us, a 4-year, $80 million extension. And now we're hearing he's going to get 4 years and $100 million. We don't want to do that. Well, don't we run into, well, guess what? We've gone through the playoffs 3 years now with Dwight Powell and Maxi Kleba. They're not good enough.
Yeah.
Nico Harrison. Don't take my word. Nico Harrison said they're not good enough.
Yeah.
So you get Christian Wood, but on a 1-year deal. And I love that it's on a 1-year deal to see how good or not good he is for you. So my list is big men. I want to get a young big guy on a 3-year contract. And I don't know if he's going to get more than this or not. Jalen Smith was a bust of a pick for the Phoenix Suns at number 10 overall from the 2020 draft.
He usually is.
They dumped him into Indiana's lap so that they could get, I'm sorry, Torian Craig, I think is the guy's name, who really didn't contribute at all for their playoff run. But if you look at what Jalen Smith was able to do in a free chance, this is what Dorian Finney-Smith got and Maxi Kleba got in Dallas, and this is how they figured out their way in the NBA. Jalen Smith, in the month of April, in a few games, averaged 14 points and 7 rebounds and 1.3 blocks. In the month of March, where he played a lot more games, he averaged 14 points, 8 rebounds, and 1.3 blocks. On 33% three-point shooting, and that was shooting 4 a game, and 52% from the field overall. He's 6'10". He can kind of block shots. He is, let me get his age real quick, he's 22 years old. Now, I don't know. Maybe his market's going to be more than $6.3 million, and this is why he's not being brought up. Or the Mavericks could care less about big people in the NBA because they got one guy that they can hopefully count on in Christian Wood, who they're still not even sure how much they can count on. So I look at Jalen Smith and I go, so we can pick up a 22-year-old guy who in the last 2 months of the season with opportunity, playing not like 40 minutes a night, playing 25 minutes a night, was able on 52% shooting, 33% three-point shooting, 4 three-point shots a game, averaged 14 points and 7 rebounds, and we're not interested at all? Now, the other guy who I can't give you numbers that are good, except for before he got hurt.
And just real quick, kind of looking around from like the Indianapolis Star and other places like that, there seem to be some people that do think Jalen Smith, to a certain extent, is going to get paid. And I didn't want to, I had to break this person's heart. Nick Claxton, it looks like he's going to be back with the Nets, and I don't think he would be able to afford
that
anyway.
He's restricted too. Yeah. So if you give him 6.3, Brooklyn can just say, all right, 3 years, $22 million, we match. You can't do anything about it. He can't choose the Dallas Mavericks. The other one is Thomas Bryant from the Washington Wizards.
And we have talked about this name in the past,
So he was a guy who I really liked before he blew out his knee. And after he blew out his knee, he came back last year. And then when he came back, they had traded for Kristaps Porzingis. So there wasn't a lot of time for Thomas Bryant to get on the court there. But I do like what he can bring to a team. He has a nice outside shot, too. He's developed that so he can be an outside shooter for you. Last year,
he's unrestricted, right?
He's unrestricted. You can sign. He's 7.4 points, 4 rebounds. He's 24 years old, 6'10". And I go, gosh, if I can get him on a 3-year, $22 million contract, I'll take that risk. Now, he's more of a risk because of his injury.
Yeah.
And to know, can he come back and can he play 70-plus games for you? I don't know, because he played 10 games the year before, blew out his knee, and last year played in 27 games. But those are two guys I'm really interested in, but I think I'm way off, because it looks like the Mavericks don't want another big guy on their roster.
Okay, and I was going to ask, I know you prefer size, but also, would you prefer taking kind of a more risky gamble with that spot, knowing that if Thomas Bryant does, like, continue to come back from the injury and he's got size, he could matter for your team quite a bit.
Yes.
Or would you like to go with somebody that you're like,
JaVale McGee?
Yeah, exactly.
I'd rather pick the 22 or 24-year-old rather than the 34-year-old.
Okay.
I think we're still in a developmental stage of this team. As great as it was that we made it to the Final Four, the conference finals, I still look at it. I'm at 90-10. We're losing Brunson. He's not going to be on the team next year.
Yeah.
So because of that, I'm looking at this going, look, I don't know if we're going to take a step back, but I don't know if we're going to take a step forward. I would love to get a younger guy on a 3-year deal because JaVale McGee is like a stopgap. He's a 1 or 2 year guy and his career's over. Most guys don't play past 35 years old. It's special when you're Kareem, Dirk, LeBron.
Yeah.
Guys don't usually last till they're 40 years old and are actually good at 37 through 40 years old. Even Kobe, who got hurt and blew. Like, guys at 35 years old usually go downhill in a hurry. So I'm looking at it, why don't we look at guys that are more in their 20s than in their earlier mid-30s? And our big guy situation, we could be sitting here next year at this time going, oh, my God, we have nobody.
Yeah.
We literally don't have a player over 6'7" who can play basketball.
Now, and I have to break one more person's heart. They've texted in a few times. What about Bobby Portis? So we got word that while Bobby Portis does have a player option that he'll clearly opt out of, it looks like the writing is on the wall that he's going to re-sign a multi-year deal to go back with Milwaukee.
Yeah, and $6.3 million probably wouldn't get it done. That's like P.J. Tucker. Yeah. I love P.J. Tucker. He's an older guy, a few years left in the NBA, but he opted out of over $7 million to take 6.3.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.